ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You can also catch us on the live stream if you are so inclined. ESPN975.com. Click on Watch Us on Live Stream. You can also comment on there. So, missed the first hour? All over the place. Some good stuff. And this is where I'm going to tell you how you can win tickets to the Listener Appreciation
Now
Party.
It's time.
It is. So let me start off with, if you miss some of this, don't tweet at me or text at me and say, I missed what you said about this. Just go back and you can listen to the podcast when it's up in the next hour. Because I'm not going to repeat it. We're going to do it one time.
One time only.
One time only. I'm going to let you guys know how to do this. And I'm going to make it as simple as possible. And I know I'm opening this up to having to deal with 400 people, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm a nice guy. What I'm going to ask you to do is, if you want to win tickets, you're going to have to email me and then let me know whether you want one or you want two. And here's the rules. Well, there's several rules. Don't hit me up on Twitter. I'm going to ignore it. Don't hit me up on Facebook. I'm going to ignore that.
Don't hit AJ up either.
Don't hit AJ up either.
Or Jong.
This is your one chance. And I'm actually going to devote a couple hours to going through all these emails and doing this for the people. Because I love the people. And I don't want AJ and Jong to have to deal with it.
Thank you.
So you're going to send me an email. You're going to have three things on there. If you're somebody we know from Twitter, like if you're Drunk Bevo on Twitter, you're going to email me and say, this is Drunk Bevo on Twitter. This is how you get in touch with me. This is why I should get the tickets and then whether you need one or two. That's it. Okay. That's simple. And
no nudes.
No nudes. That's not going to get you in at all. Male or female. Just send me an email to Fowler975@gmail.com. Fowler975@gmail.com. You have until 11 o'clock tonight. That takes care of the people who are listening on podcast, who are listening later. Now, don't send me anything at 11:05 saying, oh, I just missed the deadline. Yeah, you just missed the deadline. So that means no. And I guarantee I'm going to get that. And I guarantee somebody's going to tweet at me at 11:05. Oh, man, I just heard about this. Is it too late? It will be too late. You don't have to ask. It will be too late. But up until 11 o'clock tonight, and here's what I'm going to do. And even if I know you and you text me on my phone all the time, you need to do this because this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to put them in tiers, just like your quarterbacks. Like, here's the guys that I know have been listening for years and participating. And if you're not on Twitter, that's okay. If you're just on the text line, same thing. Just email me. And so I'm going to put them into four different tiers. And, you know, tier one's going to have the best chance. And then I've got a random generator that's going to do a lottery. And the people who win the lottery will get to go. Now, if I don't email you back, that doesn't mean you didn't win. It just means I'm going to be sorting through about 125 emails, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so don't be a baby.
So I'm not going to necessarily respond to you, but if you win, you'll hear from Michelle because I'm going to give her the list. So does that sound fair? Everybody who wants to win tickets as my guest, that's all you have to do. Those three things, who you are, and especially if you're on Twitter or something, let me know by your Twitter logo. Your email will be on there because we have to be able to get in touch with you. Your real name has to be on there. And then why you think you should get tickets.
All right.
Is that fair enough? And then I'll go through and I'll sort it out tonight. But you have 11 until 11 o'clock tonight. And if you're a friend of mine, don't text me. Just do it this way. That way I can keep track of everybody. One of the things I hate in life is trying to manage people's schedules and bounce things around. I hate doing things like this, but I'm doing it for the people. But all I'm asking you to do is make it as easy on me as possible.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound unreasonable, right?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And then just let me know if it's just you or if you need a plus one. Because that way I get everybody taken care of. And Nick asking, when and where is the party? Missed the announcement. The listener appreciation party will be right here at the palatial Gal Media Studios, August 2nd. There's all kinds of cool stuff going on. Like we have a poker tournament. We're going to have a Papa Shot with Joel and Barry. Some people are going to get a chance to break down film with Lance Zierlein. I mean, it's just going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have food and alcohol, and it's going to be a party. And I mean, this is something that we've had in the works now for a little while, just to say thank you guys for making us the number one show in the city for the entire year of 2018.
There you go.
And I wanted to thank the people. And fortunately, the station got behind this, and everybody wants to just say thank you guys for listening to us. And so this is a good thing that we're trying to do. And I know that not everybody's going to get to go. So if you can't, if you don't win, please don't be mad. I can't take care of everybody. But this is the way I'm going to try to take care of as many longtime listeners as possible. And hopefully it will work out. Chase asking, what do you want in the subject line? Just put Gal Party or whatever. I mean, I will.
You don't want guys to let you know, like, if they've got a really hot wife and they're going to bring her.
No, don't.
The party.
You don't have to do nothing like that's going to matter.
Okay? Really?
Yeah.
I need to set up a different contest.
Well, then you can do yours. You could say whoever has the hottest wife or whichever listener is the hottest. I mean, it's not going to hurt you if you're a hot female listener.
Right. And if they attach a picture, you're not going to penalize them.
I'm not going to penalize them, but don't send the picture. I know most of them anyway. So.
But you can if it's risque. Yeah. You can send it.
No, don't send pictures. But no, I really do. And like I know some of you guys have been listening to us from the very beginning, and I know you from Twitter, or you've been out to events, and you guys are going to get the best odds to get in. And I'm going to try to take care of as many people as I can so that you guys can come. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be all kinds of bonus stuff too for people. So I'm excited about this party, and you guys have made us what we are, and we appreciate the hell out of that. So I'm going to do the best I can for those of you who have been around from the beginning.
All right.
So
you want to give it out one more time, your email?
Yeah.
Because people tend not to listen.
I know they don't.
I've had this problem with the interns today because if Michelle is asking for some volunteers.
Yeah.
And I said, if you want to volunteer, email Michelle. She's copied on this email. And I want to say about 5 interns that wanted to do it emailed me directly.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I'm spelling this out. And I know I'm being kind of a dick about this, but I'm spelling it out because I want to make this easy on everybody.
Oh, no, dick away.
And I know people don't listen. They'll say, oh, what? Let me tweet at you now. No, don't tweet at me. Don't hit me up on the text line. You have to email me. It's Faur975, Faur975@gmail.com. And just go back and put those 3 things on it. And I will get a list of Michelle, and you'll find out in the next couple of days if you're one of the people who got in. And I will do my best to get in as many people as possible. And Jared asked me what time the party starts. I think it's like 6 to 10, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's going to be, some people get to catch a little bit of the blitz in here. Some people will, but then afterwards we're going to play a little poker. There's all kinds of fun stuff going on. So, I'm just trying to do the best I can to take care of you guys. So just make sure you hit me up, and I will go through all of them tonight. You have until 11 o'clock, because I know a lot of people are going to listen back on the podcast later. And I've already had a couple people tell me that. It's like, oh, well, I don't listen live. I listen on the podcast. So I want to give you guys a chance too. But after 11 o'clock, I got to cut it off. Okay. So that's the plan. I'm going to put together a list, and just hit me up. I'll deal with it tonight or first thing in the morning. We're not going to dally with this because I have to get the list to Michelle or she's going to be mad at me.
Well, I'm glad you're taking care of this and not me.
Well, this goes for.
I don't have any favorite listeners. I love all the listeners equally.
I do too. But I also know that you've got listeners that you're their favorite. So you guys, same thing. You can hit me up. This is basically going to be the list for both of us.
Yeah.
So that's why, and Jong too, for that matter. So this is like the blitz list, not just people I'm inviting. So We're going to do our best to get you guys in. And if you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's how we're going to do it. And if you miss this segment, make sure you go back and listen to the podcast when it goes up next hour to the first segment about how you can win. And good luck to everybody. And I'll get working on that list tonight.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Man Centers. Man Centers, now known as the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. The same practice as always. Nothing's changed but the name. And they're still helping people who are on those low testosterone shots, the injections. You don't need to be there anymore. Man Centers is focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone, because synthetic testosterone injections can damage fertility, can cause dependency, long-term health issues, shrinkage. Nobody wants shrinkage. They've got three locations: in Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. They're off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. And right now, the Y Factor presented by Man Centers is the home of the free general male wellness checkup. That means the doctors are going to go, they're going to check you out, make sure everything's on point, and it's going to be absolutely free. That's $150 value that you're getting from the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Yeah, my email's exploding now.
Explosion.
That's okay. It's, you know, I was prepared for this, including one guy who says, "Fred, hate you, but love A.J. and John. Can I please come?" I appreciate your honesty. I
like that guy.
I kind of want to push him through just for that.
I like that move.
But we're going to, everybody will get kind of a rating, and then that's how many chances you'll get. And then I'll run the generator and boom, those people I'll send to Michelle in the morning and we'll be fine. Holly says she can't wait for the party. So Holly's going to be here. So that means
who invited her? Well, whose list is she on?
She's kind of one of our people now.
Oh yeah. I kind of reached out to her. My bad.
What?
My bad. I figured she does video for us. And
yeah, she's a...
I invited a lot of people.
She's kind of one of our sports map goddesses. So,
oh, boy.
I mean, this isn't in, you know, this is the whole company here. Maybe not Culture Map. We're not really... we should invite Eric Sandler.
He can come.
He's one of our people, sort of.
What's the date of that party? August 2nd, right?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday, yeah. Wow, that's coming up quick.
Yeah.
Lamont's talking about technically the party should be for local people with meters, and say, A, we don't know who has those, and B, those people found out about us from the people we're inviting. So, plus, it's not just about that. It's about, you guys have been with us for a long time. So we appreciate you, and we're saying thank you. Hey, did you know there's a WPT tournament that's going to be here in September?
No.
Somebody sent me this, a link off the World Poker Tour site. It's going to be at some place called Free Rolls Poker Club, which is way out in Katy. September 26th through October 1st, $1,000 buy-in.
Okay.
It's going to be during football season.
Yeah, it's tough to get away.
Yeah, because I'm really kind of wanting to do another big tournament, and it'd be kind of cool to do a WPT tournament in Texas. But technically, it's like it looks like this place is way out past 99, so it's not really in Houston.
Okay.
Yeah. That's halfway to San Antonio, as far as I'm concerned. So, 713-780-ESPN. People asking, how do you get in as AJ's guest? You don't.
You don't.
Yeah. So, there you
send
go.
Dicks.
People asking, is Beth going to be there?
She has been invited, yes. So, but I don't know if she hasn't said yes or no.
Interesting. 832 bottle share at the party. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna listen. We're already giving you guys a bunch of stuff. I'm not gonna share any of my beer. I'll take yours, but I kind of feel like we're already giving you guys enough. So I'm not bringing my own beer. So 713-780 ESPN. Holly's going now. My wife's not going to want me to go. Interesting.
Is that from you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I don't know if my wife's going or not. We really haven't talked about it. I did tell her about it today. I went to lunch at China Garden, so shout out to Carol and the gang at China Garden.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if she's going or not. We'll see.
If she does, can she bring some food?
I mean, we're going to have food here.
Right.
We're bringing food in.
But can Carol bring some food?
Oh, I didn't talk to Carol today. She wasn't there. Oh. We just went to China Garden for lunch with the wife.
Okay.
I've already got over 100 emails, just like I thought I would. So I admit I knew I was opening myself up to this. Will Glenn Davis be there for Rudy? I bet he will.
Yeah, I told him.
Yeah. Because soccer matters.
Completely off subject, but I just saw a tweet from Carl, and I'm going through his timeline. You know how people, before, when they start a tweet, they put a period and then they'll tag somebody?
Yeah.
So everybody could see it? This man, even if he doesn't start with a tag, will put a period before any time he tweets at somebody. So, like, he tweeted something about Julio Jones. How do the Falcons find the money to pay hashtag Julio? Listen right now and find out. @CoreyJoel jumps on the show right now, and he does it for every single time he mentions. I don't know. Sorry.
Well, at least he didn't do at least when he tweeted it out, he didn't do his inspirational thing for the day.
Yeah.
.. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. So I got more college football for you. I got some the playoff contenders with the toughest schedules. I think the bigger question is which of these are really playoff contenders.
Okay.
Because the first one they have on their list, I'm going to go 0.0. They were on our overrated list.
Oh, Notre Dame?
Notre Dame. I mean, they do have a pretty tough schedule. So they host Michigan. And they travel to Northwestern, host Florida State, Syracuse, then go to USC. They play Navy, which I don't think that's a...
Not a that's free a gimme. Square.
No. So, I'm going to go with no, they're not a playoff contender.
Okay.
Also on this list, and was also on our overrated list, LSU.
Where do they fall?
Basically, their schedule is the second most
difficult.
Yeah. Because they get Auburn. I mean,
yeah.
They open with Miami. So they got to go to Florida. College Station, which I don't know what Aggie's going to be. I really don't know what LSU's going to be either. This is the first time where I've been. I just don't know what Orgeron's going to do with that team. So, and I feel the same way about Aggie. I don't know what they're going to be this year.
I don't either.
Florida State also on this list. And that's another one. I don't know what Florida State's going to be. I don't know what Willie Taggart's going to do there. They're coming off a 7-6 season. Are they really a college football playoff contender?
I don't know. I've got the odds for the top 60 teams to make the playoffs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll give you the other two real quick they have on their list. Michigan. I could see that.
Yeah.
But I do think I could see them being a contender, too.
I do, too. I'm not going to say their schedule is going to keep them out of it.
And then Auburn.
Well, Alabama, too. Alabama's got a tough schedule. Yeah. I mean, anybody, if you play in the SEC West, you've got a tough schedule.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
But I don't really think there's any title contenders besides
those top two.
Yeah.
Alabama, Auburn.
Yeah. I could be wrong.
The Bovada released the freshest odds on making the playoffs.
Yeah.
There's a few teams. I say a few. There's, looks like 28 teams that you can bet yes or no on. The rest you can just bet yes on, like yes they'll make it. Those are the what we'll call the long shots.
Okay,
Alabama, yes they'll make it -250, no +195. Is that enough value for you to say no?
No, that's not quite enough value for me.
How about Clemson? Yes -130, no even money.
Not enough value on no there either.
Ohio State, yes, plus 155. No, minus 190.
I'd lean no there, but that's...
Georgia, yes, plus 190. No, minus 230.
I'd rather get like minus 180 on that, because I'd go no on that, but I'm not going to do it at that price.
I'll just tell you the yes side for these. Washington is plus 300.
Okay, I like that.
Michigan plus 350.
Don't mind that.
Wisconsin plus 4.
No.
Auburn plus 475.
Not quite high enough.
Same as Oklahoma, plus 475.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on any Big 12 team, I think.
Penn State, 500.
No, you can have them.
Michigan State, 600.
Can have them.
Miami, Notre Dame, and Texas, plus 650.
No, thanks. I would have thought Notre Dame would be lower than that, but...
Florida State, plus 750.
No, thank you.
Stanford and USC, plus 850.
I think somebody out of the Pac-12 has to make... I like Washington the best, but obviously they have the lowest odds. But after Washington, would it shock you if Stanford won the won that division and then went on
or USC?
Win? Yeah.
There's four teams at plus 1,000. LSU.
No, thank you.
Mississippi State, Texas A&M, and West Virginia.
Of those, I would say I'd give West Virginia the best shot, even though I think they're going to struggle a little bit this year. But the Big 12 to me is the easiest path.
Yeah.
Of those teams, they don't have to get by Alabama.
Let's see, Oregon, TCU, Virginia Tech, all plus 1,500.
And you know what? I don't mind TCU at plus 1,500 there. Again, same reason. Somebody's got to win the Big 12.
Yeah.
And
does that mean you'll like Oklahoma State at plus 2,500?
Yeah, I kind of hate all those teams, though. That's the problem.
Nebraska's 25-1.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Mizzou's 25-1. Florida, I skipped. They're 20-1. Your guys at UCF, 40-1.
No, thank you.
They won the national championship last year.
I know that they won a national championship last year.
South Carolina, UCLA, Utah, all 40-1. See if there's anybody else worth even mentioning. The University of Houston, Coug House, 125-1.
No, thank you.
Same as Memphis, 125-1.
Man, I don't know if it's just because of that.
Same as South Florida.
I don't know if it's because of their offensive coordinator hire, but I've never been less interested in a UH football season in my life.
Well, there's a lot of young ladies on campus not interested either.
Yeah. I'm on their side.
I am too.
I'm team pro ladies. So.
All right. John, Bill Advisor. All right, I'm going to tell you guys about BillAdvisor.com, and I've been telling you about them for a while. If you haven't listened to me, then you're just wasting money. If you've got a cell phone, you pay for TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're probably overpaying, and you probably got a great deal up front. That's called an introductory rate, but your bill's gone up while you weren't paying attention, and that's why you need to get with BillAdvisor. They'll work directly with your providers. They're going to reduce your monthly rates. You don't lower your service. You don't lower your data, your speed, any of that stuff, your channels. You just lower your bill. It's simple. Most of our listeners are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. They've been doing the $300 guarantee, which means if you don't save at least $300, they're going to give you all of your $12.99 back, just like that. So it's risk-free, guys. Start the savings right now. Text GO to 232323 and let your personal bill advisor get your information and start working for you. One more time, text the word GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving. Of concern, not one overtone. Her eyes just too dim. Fire set.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Also, going to let you know, we have some tickets to give away for the party on air. So if you do win those and you've already emailed me, then just please fire me another email and say, hey, I won, so that I don't put you on the list. But, yeah, you know what? We'll do...
give away one now.
We're going to give away a pair right now. Although, no, we're not going to give away a pair until 5:36. Okay? That way, people on the stream have a chance to catch up here. But here at Got Media, we love to party. And since we've been having a great run and our stations keep growing because of you, our listeners, we've decided to throw you a party. Win an invitation for two to come to the Got Media Listener Appreciation Party August 2nd here in our offices. It's one of those awesome all-inclusive parties where you show up and we do the rest. You have the opportunity to talk football film with the bench, try to stump Charlie, pop a shot with the usual suspects, or play poker with the Blitz. The only way to get in, though, is you got to win an invitation. Listen every day to every show for your chance to come out to one of our events or come out to one of our events, because we're giving them away on site, too. So at 5:36, the 22nd caller will get a pair. So if you win and you've already emailed me, make sure you let me know so that I don't put you on the list twice. Steven, the weather guy, wants to know, will you be wearing your purple shirt to the party? That will determine if I email for tickets. No.
It's gone.
Purple shirt is retired. At least until it's not 150 degrees. That's a long sleeve shirt, too.
Yeah.
No, I'll trot out something else. So, yeah, I'll have something special.
Okay.
I just don't know what yet. But it ain't going to be the purple shirt. Probably just dress like I'm dressed now.
I mean, I'm just going to treat it like a normal day.
Yeah. I mean, that's because it is a normal day. We're going to come in, do the show, and then we'll hang out and drink a little bit afterwards.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we do almost every day. Just we'll be doing it here instead of at home or someplace else. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Man, I don't know how I missed this last week. I guess because it's not out yet. But the first beer brewed entirely with marijuana is now in Canada.
That doesn't sound like beer.
It kind of does. It does to me. I mean,
entirely with marijuana?
Well, here's what it is. It's Province Brand is the first company ever to brew a, quote, beer made entirely from cannabis. It harnesses the stalk, roots, and other parts of the plant that are typically discarded. The big difference here is it contains no alcohol, but each bottle packs a punch of 6.5 milligrams of THC. Probably don't want to drink a six-pack here, I'm guessing.
No.
And it says the flavor is dry, savory, less sweet than a typical beer flavor. It hits you very quickly, which is not common for a marijuana edible. That's true. We know how edibles are. We've all been there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think I'd like to try this beer.
I'm still not sure if you could call that beer, but I would like to try it.
It's kind of liquid. Well, liquid cannabis, it looks like beer.
Yeah.
But that's okay. There's a lot of stuff that looks like beer that isn't.
Isn't that
either.
Just kind of like a Granado sort of THC it. Oil?
Yeah, but that's all right. If it's, you know, I'm willing to try it.
Okay.
I'm all for it. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. I understand betting odds when they have the to one, but not plus or minus. Can you please clarify?
Plus, so if it's plus 2,500, that's basically 25-1. It means you bet $100, you would win 2,500. So that's plus, if you get a plus number, that's what it means. It means you're getting those odds. If you get a minus number, for instance, minus 200, that means you have to bet $200 to win $100. So you're betting on a favorite.
Right. 832, 99% sure that Fred wears black to the party. That's probably true.
I mean, more often than not, Fred
wears
black.
I wouldn't say 99%, but I'd say it's about 86% chance that it'll be black. So, yeah. And of course, now people are sending me texts about, can I get, just like I said, email me. I don't care how well I know you. Email me. Damn. Lamont saying, should it be time for your college gambling guy to return? We'll get him back probably a couple weeks before the season starts.
Brad,
yeah. He's really good. And, yeah, a couple people say, like, Blue Moon's also doing a weed-infused beer, Lagunitas. This one is, like, all weed.
Yeah, that's why I said this isn't a beer. Like, I've heard of beers brewed with weed in them.
Yeah.
But
And dress code is casual. Don't be dressing up unless you're just one of those people who likes to dress up.
No, everyone should wear a suit and tie.
I'm not wearing that.
No, all the listeners, though.
Okay. Even the women?
I just think that'd be funny.
Even the women?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You should all dress like Reservoir Dogs.
Yes.
Men and women alike.
White shirt, jacket, the really skinny tie.
I have a Chronicle thing here that I actually agreed with for the first time ever.
Oh, boy.
They did their.
Is it a list of the greatest sports editors in Chronicle history?
Well, no, we all know who's number one there. That's not even debatable. But they have the list of where to find the best breakfast tacos in Houston. And, I mean, there's some good ones on here. See how many of these you like.
The best tacos?
Breakfast tacos.
Oh, man. Houston is lame for breakfast tacos. I'm not going to lie.
It is. They've come up with like 20 of them. I don't think there's 20.
Okay.
But I'll give them credit. They got the top of the list right. So I'll start with number 20. They have Torchy's.
Torchy's is fine. If I go to Torchy's, I'm not eating breakfast tacos. Not
me either.
I mean, they've got other tacos that are better than the breakfast
19
tacos.
Puebla's Mexican Kitchen in the Heights.
Never been.
Me either. Breakfast Burritos Anonymous in Montrose.
Never been.
Luna y Sol in Midtown is number 17.
That is a good place.
That is a good place. I've never had their breakfast tacos.
I don't think I have either.
But like, that I like that place because it's authentic Mexican. So when I went authentic Mexican, I go there. But I'm pretty sure they probably have good breakfast tacos. And, of course, keep in mind, this is nothing compared to some of the other cities in this state.
Austin, San Antonio.
Yeah. Taco Planet on Westheimer, number 16.
I don't think I've been.
Heard good things, never been. Donna Maria.
I'm going to go no. I've had breakfast tacos there, and overrated.
Okay. Super La Mexicana.
Never been.
Yeah, it's Villa Arcos, Navigation.
Navigation, yep.
Yep.
Been, not crazy about it.
Yeah, because that's one that I heard, oh, these guys are as good as Austin and San Antonio. No. Tamales Don Pepe.
Eaten there, not had breakfast tacos.
Same thing. Cantina Barba.
Don't think
North
I've
Main
been there.
In the Heights.
I don't, it doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah.
Taco places, though, like everything's taco and then some Spanish words.
Yeah, sí.
So I never really remember if I've been to a place or not.
Tacos La Bala in Bel Air Road and 5800 Bel Air Road. Not familiar with them. Taco Deli in
Stop
Washington.
It.
Not good. Here we go. Laredo Taqueria.
I'm sure I've been to that place. Is it like Washington-ish?
Yeah.
That place is pretty good.
La Calle Tacos on Franklin.
That's the downtown place. They're pretty good.
Number 7. So now we're getting into the ones that are supposed to be the best. Velvet Taco on Washington.
Also pretty good.
Pretty solid. Unos Pinches Tacos. I don't think I've been there.
I haven't been there, but it's. I think it's Pinches.
Yeah. I don't think we can say that.
So. What? That's the name of the place.
Number 4 on the list, Tacos a Go-Go. I've been there many times.
Strong.
I guess I have had breakfast tacos there. That's one of my go-to places. Liberty Taco on Richmond, number 3.
I don't think I've ever been to Liberty Taco.
Me either. John, have you been?
No.
Okay. Tacos Tierra Caliente on West Alabama is number 2.
Never been.
I've never been to that one either.
Number 2, and it's on Alabama. We're on Alabama.
Yeah, we are. How do we miss that?
We need an intern to make a run.
Well, and I guess the reason I haven't been to a lot of these is because number 1 is Brothers, and if I get breakfast tacos, that's where I go.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Number 1 on the list, Brothers Tacos, which, that's my personal favorite. So,
but again, when I go to Brothers, I'm not messing with breakfast tacos.
Yeah, their breakfast tacos are good, though. So, the thing is, it's 2 minutes away, so I can have breakfast or lunch if I want either one. I'll squeeze in a call real quick before we go to break. Jason. You're on the Blitz.
Hey, guys. I know you have your Q&A's very often, so I'll just try to ask and see what you got. I'm a little bothered by Julio Jones holding out with 3 years left on his contract. When he signed that contract, he was the highest paid wide receiver at that time. It's called economics and like trying to compare every past great wide receiver, running back, James Brown, and his contract to what he makes today. And I just don't think it's right that he holds out. Everybody talks about guaranteed money. It's only non-guaranteed if you don't perform. Where do you stand on that, guys? Thanks, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, we talked about this the other day. I mean, I understand Julio wanting to get paid more, but I wouldn't renegotiate with a guy who's got 3 years left on his deal. I just won't do it. And like you said, it's not like he signed a bad contract. You know, I understood Andre Johnson complaining about his contract, even though it was his own damn fault. Because what did he want? His uncle to be his agent or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, he signed a bad deal and wanted the team to make it right. And they did. They didn't have to. They did. The Falcons have already – they've done right by Julio Jones. If you didn't want to – like, if this is the way economics work in football. If you sign the highest paid throw and position out there deal in history – 2 years later, someone's going to pass that up, even if you're still the best guy. So unless you want to do, like, you know, 1 to 2 year deals over and over and over, somebody's always going to pass you. You're always going to bump down that list of highest paid guy. I don't feel bad for Julio, and I'm a Julio guy. I don't feel bad for him here.
Yeah, I kind of, but I mean, things change so much. And the teams have all the power when it comes to these contracts. I the only thing a player can do is hold out. I don't really have an issue with it. I don't get too worked up with it about it because it's camp.
Yeah.
Julio Jones doesn't need camp. He'll show up for games and be just fine. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. In my cubicle, where I earn a tiny wage. In my cubicle, where I...
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap. Tons of great stuff on there today. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Eric Sandler says you've probably been to Terra Caliente. It's next to West Alabama Ice House. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure I have.
I need Eric's list. And then, of course, white people can't rank tacos. Really?
Are you kidding me?
I gotta say, white people probably go to taco places more than anybody.
That's like saying Mexican dudes can't rank hamburgers.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's not the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's top five dumbest thing.
It's not even the dumbest thing I've heard today. You don't read the text line.
That's true.
So. All right, well, speaking of dumb, we have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, so Jong has the audio on this, so I'm going to let him do it, but I'll set it up first. As much as I was complaining about some of the things you see in the gym, did not see this.
Man is facing charges after police say he stripped naked at a New Hampshire gym. The 34-year-old man is accused of taking off his clothes and doing yoga poses in a Planet Fitness. This is his mugshot there. The man tried to use the gym slogan, which claims Planet Fitness is a judgment-free zone, as an excuse. Didn't work. He's set to go before a judge in September.
Why do I keep hearing the song Born Free?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little too free.
Zing.
Yeah, I didn't really hear Born Free there. That's, yeah. But, yeah, apparently because it's supposed to be a judgment-free zone.
Yeah, the judgment-free, you're not supposed to be judged when you...
You know, this guy looks like this is... Long way back, obscure movie reference. The homeless dude in RoboCop who they're interviewing while the police are on strike. It's a free society, except nothing's free.
Yeah.
That's who this guy looks like. Law of the jungle. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah. I don't know who just decides, all right, I'm going to go and... It's one thing to be naked in the locker room. Not a fan, but okay. Has to happen. But just go out on the yoga mat? Eh. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
the gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Paddock Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. There you have it. I just got to, like, sorting through my emails, and I'm actually getting sports map stuff, too.
I should have
come up with a different email address just for this. But Carmelo Anthony's going to be a Rocket. That's one of the stories for tomorrow.
You're stoked about that?
No. I honestly, I'm more interested now that I've read Solomon's article about it, because at least he makes a good case for it. And John kind of made that case, too. And I know that both those guys know more about basketball than I do. So okay. I tend to trust them, but I'm not excited. I mean,
you better get excited.
Why?
Because we're going to talk about it every day.
No, we're not. We're almost a football season. Camp opens this week.
Oh, yeah.
That means basketball gets to go
we
back.
We won't talk about basketball anymore.
Yeah, basketball goes all the way to the back burner where it belongs.
Good.
So there. Hey, we have a new rat champion.
From the Astrodome rat battles?
No, from the rat capital of the United States.
Okay.
You would assume it's New York, right?
Yeah.
Because that's always, you know, they're famous for their rats.
Yeah, they are.
Well, guess who's the new number one?
Detroit.
No, we're talking about actual rats. Never mind. Okay, so here's your runner-up. New York City, Boston, and Washington, D.C.
East Coast is strong rat area.
This is not East Coast, so you're kind of in the right part of the country, though, with Detroit.
Mm. Chicago?
Chicago is number one.
Rat Town, USA, huh?
Yeah.
Good for them. Way to beat the odds.
Would those be White Sox fans or Cubs fans?
For sure White Sox fans. Yeah.
But they have 50,963 rat complaints in 2017.
Oh, boy.
Compared to 32,855 in 2014. New York was, Chicago topped the list with 1,876 complaints per 100,000 residents. So, so basically 1 in 10 people complained about rats.
Well, that's not great.
No.
Did they, like, call a complaint line?
Well, yeah. So apparently the abundance of garbage in buildings makes it a great location for these rats to seek shelter and food for survival. Presence of these furry critters poses a threat to city dwellers due to the fact that they're capable of spreading disease and cause allergic reaction to humans and animals.
I think the correlation here is Chicago and New York City both have really strict gun laws. If I see a big ass rat, guess what's going to happen? I'm just going to shoot it.
Well, you shoot squirrels, they're big ass rats.
Yeah. What's your take on shooting raccoons?
Oh, absolutely.
If raccoons started showing up in your yard?
Yeah, well, because they can get in your attic and screw things up bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I would definitely shoot raccoons. Raccoons I would shoot. Rats. Squirrels. Don't mind shooting them.
Yeah.
Snakes.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
Okay.
Actually, I would shoot wild
census takers.
No, but I would. I would eat his liver with fava beans and a fine Chianti. I'd shoot wild hogs.
Oh yeah,
those things are.
You better use a big gun.
And I have shot gophers.
Okay.
At the in-laws' place, when they were overrunning the farm, that was kind of fun.
Yep.
Because they'll pop up. Yeah, you know, it's actually a little bit of a challenge.
Like the what?
It's like whack-a-mole. Yeah, it's like up, gopher. All right, guys. Hey, if you're thinking about saving money this summer, how about this? How about paying less interest on your credit card balances? You can refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from our friends at Lightstream. And I'm telling you what, depending on what your bills are, if you've got good credit, you could save thousands. It's an easy way, and you can lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. Not good at math, but that's a lot. And guess what? You can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream right now. And Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information. Can't believe-